What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. Today, we're going to talk about emotional intelligence. In science, it is a long subject. I decided to do three parts. And the first, we will talk about what emotional intelligence is, how to use it. And the second part, we will talk about the components of emotional intelligence and the habits of a person with emotional intelligence, of course. In the third part, we will do a test to know if we are emotionally intelligent. So this is part one of emotional intelligence. So enjoy it. Emotional intelligence refers to the ability to perceive, control, and evaluate emotions. The ability to express and control emotion is essential, but so is the ability to understand, interpret, and respond to the emotion of others. Imagine a world in which you could not understand when a friend was feeling sad or when a coworker was angry. Yeah, well, probably think everyone's an idiot, but that's not being an emotional, you know, intelligence. You are an idiot if you think that. So, no. Okay, now, components. Researchers suggest that there are four different levels of emotional intelligence, including emotional perception, the ability to using emotions, the ability to understand emotions, and the ability to manage emotions. Okay, now, the impact of emotional intelligence. First, thinking before reacting. Emotional intelligent people know that emotions can be powerful, but also temporarily. I think many of us don't think before to act, and of course, include myself, and that's why many times we have problems that we ourselves create by being, you know, impulsive. Okay, now, greater self-awareness. Emotionally intelligent people are not only good at thinking about other people might feel, but they are also adept at understanding their own feelings. Self-awareness allows people to consider the many different factors that contribute their emotions. So I think if you want to understand other people's feelings, you should understand your own, first. So now, empathy for others. A large part of emotional intelligence is being able to think about and empathize. I don't know how you say it, but you know, empathize, with how other people are feeling. This often involves considering how you would respond if you were in the same situation. Okay, this is my contribution. So, the world needs more empathy. And I'm talking about this in the episode We Are All the Same, where I'm talking about the theory that we are all the same person, we're incarnates again and again in each one of us. You know, besides the empathy, it's powerful. Help to others and help your soul too. So, put yourself in the other person's shoes. I think if the world had just a little bit of empathy, just a little bit, so their world, you know, was different. Well, for the first of all, you know, will be hunger. And by hunger, I mean they are still people dying of hunger, you know, in 2020. You now can put in Google how many people died of hunger today, and sadly, it's not going to be a small number. So, yeah, the world needs empathy, needs good persons. So, okay, now how to use. You know, emotional intelligence can be used in many different ways in your daily life. Some different ways to practice emotional intelligence include being able to accept criticism. I don't know if I'm saying right, but you know, critics, like British, and respondly, you know, if you accept critics, but only, you know, constructive ones, ignoring the ones that don't make you grow up, and don't be an idiot who keeps criticizing, blah, 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 that, okay, yeah, the critics. I feel like I'm gonna talk British after this. I'm gonna try, you know, the British accent. Because I can with American accent. That is, you know, one of my first goals. So, okay, now, Failure is being able to move on after making a mistake. Your mistakes make you stronger, so they make you sometimes a better person. Obviously, learn from them. If it wasn't for your mistakes, you would be the person you are now. And if you don't like the person you are, did you really learn from your mistakes? Thinking about it, please. Okay, now, being able to say no when you need to. Okay, reminder, a healthy reminder. You can be a good person with a kind heart and still tell people to fuck off when needed. Okay? Yeah, you understand that? Okay, next. Being able to share your feelings with others. Okay, period. Being able to solve problems in ways that work for everyone. Period. Okay, next one. Having empathy for other people. Having great listening skills. Okay, exactly. Now, everything resolves around of you. You are not the only one who has problems and needs to be heard. But that doesn't mean your problems don't matter. You know, try to listen to people many times to, you know, cure yourself. And helps you more than you think, actually. You know, it's other perception of life when you're listening or listening the problems of other people. So the next one is knowing why you do the things you do. Okay, now reminder, the reason why you are doing this is to make your life better, always. So if that isn't, don't do it. It is not for doing and have a better life, you know, in the future. Don't do it. So now, being judgment of others. Okay, my advice is not to get too involved in other people's lives. Help them, yeah, but they should solve their own problems, not you, because if they don't, they won't learn, and instead of helping, you'll harm them. Just, you know, you just need to vibe with people, not help with solve her problems or their problems. Emotional intelligence is essential for good interpersonal communication. Some experts believe that this ability is more important in determining life success than IQ alone. Yeah, period. We got this. We're gonna have a success life. So fortunately, they are things you can do to direct them your own social and emotional intelligence. So here we go. Okay, understand emotions can be the key to better relationships, improve well-being, and stronger communication skills. So yeah, if you want to have a good relationship, you know, a healthy, you need to have, of course, emotional intelligence, because anything is easy, everything is hard, and you need to understand. But you know, if you are emotional intelligent, maybe you can make it easy. Okay, the tips for improving emotional intelligence. EI, listen. If you want to understand what other people are feeling, the first step is to pay attention. Take the time to listen to what people are trying to tell you, but verbally and not verbally, like, you know, that, not verbally, you know what I mean? Okay, now empathize, reflect. The ability to reason emotion is an important part of emotional intelligence. Consider how your own emotions influence your decisions and behaviors. When you are thinking about how other people respond, assess their role their emotions play. Is this person feeling this way? Are there any same factors that might be contributing these feelings? How do your emotions differ from theirs? As you explore such questions, you may find that it becomes easier to understand the role that emotions play in how people think and behave. Okay. I think that if people did this, there will be the, you know, the culture, cancellation culture. And I don't want to talk about this because it's a different issue. But it's true. You have to learn from your mistakes. But you don't need to put your hand in fire to know you are going to get burned. Okay, now potential pitfalls. I don't know if I'm saying right. Pitfalls is the only way I think it's gone. Okay. Having lower emotional intelligence skills can lead to a number of potential pitfalls that can affect multiple areas of life, including work and relationships. So, yeah. You know, have this emotional intelligence can help you a lot if you have a good one, but if you don't have, can make you life more miserable, more difficult, more stressful. So yeah, people who have fewer emotional skills tend to get in more arguments, have lower quality relationships, and have poor emotional coping skills. Being low on emotional intelligence can have a number of drawbacks, but having a very high level of emotional skills can also come with change. For example, research suggests that people with high emotional intelligence may actually be less creative and something like that. You know what I mean. I think it's because you're always thinking about other people's opinions, and many times you stop thinking about, you know, yourself and what do you like and what do you want to really, what do you really think? Because it's hard when you are just saying things for other people's likes too. But, you know, highly emotional intelligence people may have a hard time delivering negative feedback for fear of, you know, hurting other people's. Bro, that sometimes happened to me. And maybe that's why, you know, I overthinking, you know, the things.
One more. Are you overthinking things? Okay,
yeah, you know what I mean. Okay, guys, this is it for today's episode. I think we should find the balance of emotional intelligence because you can go from being an idiot to being a fool very quickly. That's why success isn't easy. In the next episode, we will talk about the components of emotional intelligence and the habits of a person with emotional intelligence. So be sure to follow us on social networks, you know, social media, to get notified when the next episode is coming up. Plus, on their official podcast page, we have a calendar of when we'll upload and, you know, the next episode. So yeah, guys, I hope everybody have a good day. So see you in the next episode. Bye bye. Oh, actually, I forgot. Say like hug and kisses. So hugs and kisses. Bye bye.